It is a Monday afternoon. On the phone line with us from Bates Commodities in Normal,
Todd Illinois, Gleason services are made available to
Kurt Kimmel. Good afternoon to you, Kurt. How are you doing today? Tell me about what the weather, what you see in the futures market for the afternoon.
Well, a little bit of bullish surprise going home there late last week. Kind of a negative tone was set, and the market was able to hold in there and overnight and sort of turn the trend upward throughout the day session here. Looking at the chart, we had some daily price reversals to the upside, made a new low and closed higher. In fact, November beans had an outside up, made a new low below the previous day's low and was able to move higher above last Friday's highs and close up there, kind of a technical positive type of formation. Momentum indicators were kind of down at the lower end of the range, especially on corn, and so we've got the momentum kind of turned up here. See if we can't technically see some follow-through buying here and kind of build on the turn. Fundamentally, had a little help. Sold 120,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Made several sales in the beans, one to China, one to unknown, and confirmation that wheat was buying, China was buying wheat, that is, sort of fundamentally helped support the market too. So we had both sides of the equation kind of working together here to give us some higher closes. Now the key is to kind of follow through and see if the longer term forecast kind of holds true on the fear that this heat from the west could move over in our area as we start to move into the pollination time here in about 2 weeks here, Todd.
Any good reason to believe that soybeans will continue what would be considered a turnaround and then back as an uptrend on just this one little daily outside market up?
Well, we've been a little bit more positive on the beans from the standpoint. Prior today, we're looking at the supply-demand balance sheet. The numbers in general really didn't come in and really build a much bigger demand picture for beans. And what I mean by that is on the corn, they built quite a bit of increase in demand, whereas the bean demands virtually, it had some increase, but not in percentage-wise or bushel-wise compared to the corn. So therefore, the bean supply-demand balance sheet might be a little bit more sensitive to the production number. Then also, too, on the bean side of the ledger, even though the good to excellent category is expected to improve 1% to 2%, and ideas eventually corn and beans both can get up in the 70% good to excellent category over time, there's a lot of beans that's really suffered from the weather. A lot of smaller beans, a lot of beans in the north just going into the ground that normally don't go in the ground this time. And the idea is we could lose maybe, a little bit of this double crop acreage potential. So beans right now are sort of going to be the long side of the spread as we see Asia being a buyer and also maybe a little production concern on the new crop side of the equation gives beans an opportunity maybe to hold in there a little bit better than the corn and the wheat.
And the corn is a different sort of picture. The crop looks a little better, I suppose, although, as you indicated, worried about heat maybe coming in through the pollination period, and most of it may pollinate fourth and fifth week of July?
Towards the end of July here, right. That's sort of the time window. But kind of all went to ground at the same time, and the idea that we could see the a window in there where weather's going to be real critical versus previous years where the crop's a little bit more spread out for say, but that's going to be sort of the key here as we come in. Go into late this week, first part of next week, it becomes a little bit more of a weather market as these weather models put out the forecast, and we'll see if it starts to hold true.
So we have a potential range for corn at this point up to the top side at around, I would guess, 575-73 for the December contract. There are, four different tops up there in the last, since March. So that's is that what you see as the top side potential for this market, at least at this point? And how likely would that be? Because we're down on the bottom end of the range now, which is brand new territory.
The upper end at 570 is going to be awful hard to get up there unless we do run into some weather concerns later on here in the month. Sort of step one is get back to where we broke out to the downside, back to this 510, 515 area. That's sort of going to be the key in here. That's kind of step one. Then step two would be to regain at least half of what we've given up here. We've broke about 80, 90 cents off the high. So if you add 40 cents there, it puts back to this 545 area or so. So, but in order to get back to those levels, we're going to have to see, you know, some real weather concerns, see the reversal in the trend in the good to excellent category, and maybe even see actually China come in and be a buyer of a little bit more corn than what they have been here over the last month or so.
Different story for the old crop corn?
Well, yeah, the same story we've been seeing. That's going to stop. Well, the end of the trading will be here on end of the week here on Friday.
Right.
And so we'll see who wants to do what. I don't think it's a game that the average guy wants to be in there as far as the futures go. As of right now, you know, we've given up quite a bit on the basis in general, but overall basis remains relatively strong. It's going to be more of a, search around, see what type of bid you can receive. You know, if you're just comfortable selling at your local elevator, it's going to be probably kind of tough to get a good bid. You got to be mobile and be looking, because there's going to be some guys out there who need some inventory before new crop comes along. So being able to find those bids and being able to be mobile to deliver those bids will be your best advantage on old crop as we move into the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
All right, take care, Kurt.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon.